And as you can see, this is the gold to silver ratio from 1273 to basically 1980. What's interesting about this is you see from the 1273 area, the ratio there is 12 to 1. It spells it out in the book. This is just a chart. But as I've said many times on interviews, that the ratio never got above 20 from, as you can see, 1273, basically about 1873 when the crime of 73 took place and silver was demonetized.
The land of Arcadia. The Morgan Report with David Morgan. Discover how to build and protect your wealth at themorganreport.com.
Well, first, a little bit of housekeeping. We have changed the website once again, made it pretty simple. The members login is still in the upper right here. Blog is there, of course, if you want to join the membership here. And then the biographies here. You scroll down all the way. It's not much to scroll down to now. Twitter over here on the right. YouTube and LinkedIn over here. If you want to contact us, there you go. There's so much going on with the precious metals these last couple of weeks and beyond. I mean, we've had a huge run-up in gold and silver and lots of talk about what's going on with the LBMA, et cetera. And I have done several interviews on those topics. So I thought this weekend I would do something slightly different away from that topic and on to some of the basics. This comes from Silver Bonanza, written in 1993. And as you can see, this is the gold to silver ratio from 1273 to basically 1980. What's interesting about this is you see from the 1273 area, the ratio there is 12 to 1. It spells it out in the book. This is just a chart. But as I've said many times on interviews, that the ratio never got above 20 from, as you can see, 1273, basically about 1873 when the crime of 73 took place and silver was demonetized. The point being, as I've said, that when silver and gold were both one thing, and that is money, the ratio for gold to silver exchange stayed pretty much at the natural ratio, what it came out of the ground at. In the 12th, 13th, 14th, 15th century, rough numbers, best we can determine, which are, of course, rather vague, are about 12 to 1, and that was the monetary ratio. Of course, it changed after 1873 when silver was, quote-unquote, no longer money. So the next chart I want to point out is one, again, I've shown many times, and this came out in about 1998 or so, 1999, when Warren Buffett made his purchase of silver and he announced it. This is an inflation-adjusted chart which shows you the price of silver in constant dollars. So a dollar here in 1364, same dollar as it shows here on the chart of 1964. So this is very useful because now we can compare apples to apples and we don't have to inflation adjust. It's been done for us. So if you go and look at this chart, what you see is in 1998 dollars that the all-time high was in the year 1477 and it was $806 an ounce. So someone says, well, silver could go to 100, such as myself. It's not that preposterous relative to what silver has done in the past. Now, I showed the last chart first, because, again, this is when gold and silver had the same function. And, of course, in today's technological world, silver serves two purposes, and the main one being technology, industrial use. So what's interesting here is you see that silver was, from 1364, 400 or higher, up in the 800, as I just said, up until about 1525 or so. Then we came down from roughly 1600 all the way to about 1750 or so. Silver's at $200 the ounce. And then we saw a price drop in that time frame, 1750 or so, came down and hung around a little under 100, maybe $80 an ounce or so. And then it says Western U.S. silver discoveries where silver came to the market. It was being used as money. Well, it wasn't, sorry, 1873 beyond. But anyway, and it really was used as money, even though it was demonetized. It really came back into circulation, was used. So really that blip of demonetization really didn't last all that long. So regardless, we see it come down, down, down. We got this big spike with the Hunt brothers, and then it came down on an inflation-adjusted basis. Buffett bought at the all-time low. You can see here on the extreme far right-hand side lower corner. It says even, you can read it, Warren Buffett buys with an arrow. So obviously this chart goes to that point in time, and it hasn't shown us the last 26 years or so. What I'd like to point out is if you do the CPI adjustment on inflation-adjusted dollars from 1998 to 2026, what you will find is it's doubled. So every number on this chart you could take and multiply it by two, and you would have the today's dollar price. So that 1477 high would not be 806. It would be 1612. And this $200 line here would be 400. And this $90 line, or what I called it, would be 180. So something to bear in mind, how much the dollar has depreciated over the last 25 years or so. And the last thing I want to talk about on this weekly perspective is the documentary Silver Sunrise is now out. It's available. It's free. And all you need to do is go to the URL, silversunrise.tv, and it will play automatically. We have a little bit about, you know, we'll still take your donations. You're not required. If you care to, fine. If you're not, fine. And, of course, it delves into stress, fear, and control that money exerts over our lives. And I left the comments open, which you don't always do, but I thought it'd be useful here to get the feedback from the public and silver people and non-silver people and whomever watches the documentary. So that's open. I would request, if you like it, please pass it forward to others and let them know about it. It does dive into what happens at the end of the Age of Empire, just like the Four Horsemen film that's been around for, I think, 12 or 13 years now. And we do give you, hopefully, food for thought, and that's the main purpose. So I'm going to close out for this weekly perspective, and I'll be back with you next week.
The U.S. government debt is about to cross $37 trillion. That's not a typo. That's trillion with a T. Tariffs are being used to try and even the playing fields. Global supply chains are shifting. Inflation isn't going away. And the value of your dollar? It's quietly being drained while no one is really talking about this. The truth is, we're living through the early stages of a financial reset, whether anyone wants to admit it or not. And if you're still relying on mainstream headlines or financial advisors who just tell you to ride it out, you could be blindsided when things really shift. That's where the Morgan Report comes in. For over 25 years, David Morgan has been helping investors cut through the noise. He tracks what actually drives markets, from precious metals and mining stocks to global debt and monetary policy, and show you how to protect and grow your wealth when the system is under stress. This isn't just about gold and silver. It's about having a clear-eyed view of where things are headed and making sure you're not caught off guard. The Morgan Report gives you real research, honest analysis, and strategies you can act on, even in a world of rising debt, unstable currencies, and economic uncertainty. Go to themorganreport.com today. Download your free report. Get informed. Get ahead. And take back control of your financial future. themorganreport.com. Because $37 trillion in debt won't fix itself.